Jeremiah chapter 30. Thus speaks Yahweh God of Israel, write all the words that I have spoken to you in a book. For behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will turn again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah. I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man does travail with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his waist, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. So, as often in these prophecies, God begins by saying, I want to save you, and I'm going to save you. You're going to suffer, but I'm going to return you. But for now, there is a terrible time of judgment coming. Just shows that when God judged his people, he was not lashing out at them in anger. He really wanted to save them. All these prophecies of their judgment are right next to prophecies about, I love you and I intend in the end to save you. So this time of Jacob's trouble was to be when the Babylonians invaded and captured Jerusalem. And Jacob's trouble, of course, was when he met his brother Esau, and he was very troubled or distressed, and it looked like Esau was going to kill him, but he didn't, because Jacob repented. And so this idea of a time of trouble such as never was for Israel is found in the book of Daniel. And we're told that this is going to happen in the last days. So Jacob meeting Esau, the Babylonians capturing Jerusalem, all these things look forward to a terrible time of trouble that is to come upon Israel in the last days. And when they repent, then Jesus will come and save them, just as Jacob repented that night when he wrestled with the angel before he met Esau. And so you can see the world situation in the Middle East and around Israel moving towards that situation, when finally Israel will be attacked and Jerusalem shall be taken, as we read in Zechariah. It will be taken, but then Jesus will come back, and Zechariah says his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives from where he ascended. He will come back, but they're going to have to go through this awful time so that they repent. It will happen in that day, says Yahweh, that I will break his yoke from off your neck and will burst your bonds. Remember that Jeremiah was for a time going around with a yoke on his neck to show what was going to happen, but not forever. But they shall serve Yahweh their God, not the Babylonians, but they would be under the yoke to God. They would change their masters as we can when we're baptized into Jesus today. They will serve Yahweh their God and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. And in the end, that talks about the Lord Jesus, the great son of David, who's been resurrected and raised up. Therefore, don't be afraid, O Jacob, my servant. Don't be dismayed. I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return and shall be quiet and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with you to save you. I will make a full end of all the nations where I have scattered you, but I will not make a full end of you, but I will correct you in measure and will in no way leave you unpunished. This is how God is, that he is full of grace and plans to save us, and yet he will punish sin. Thus says Yahweh, your hurt is incurable, your wound grievous. There is none to plead your cause that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you. They committed adultery against God. They were married to God, but they went off to the idols. They went off to Assyria and Egypt to try to get help against the Babylonians rather than trusting in God and turning to him. And all her lovers forgot her, didn't help her. I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the greatness of your iniquity. Why do you cry for your hurt? Your pain is incurable. For the greatness of your sins I have done these things to you. Therefore all those who devour you shall be devoured. I will restore health to you. I will heal you of your wounds, says Yahweh. Well, he's just said that their wound could not be cured. That's right, it couldn't be, humanly speaking, but God could heal the incurable wound. Just as Ezekiel saw a valley of dry bones and was asked, can these bones live? And Ezekiel obviously knew that without God they couldn't, but God says, I will put my spirit in them and they will revive and turn into a great army. This is it. God can use the absolutely broken, those who have no human chance. God can save them. Thus says Yahweh, I will turn again the captivity of Jacob's tents and have compassion on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built again on its own hill, and the palace shall be inhabited in its own former way. Keeps talking about the city built again and things restored in the former way. In the past, Israel were God's kingdom, but God overturned that kingdom, and he says that it would be no more until he come whose right it is, and that in the end is the Lord Jesus. So the kingdom of God that's coming on earth will be a restoration of the kingdom of God as it was in the form of Israel, just on a far grander scale. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. Their children will be as before. See, this is talking of a restoration. I will punish all who oppress them. Their prince shall be of themselves, and their ruler shall proceed from their midst. I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach to me. For who is he who has had boldness to approach to me, says Yahweh? So, in the end, the prince and the ruler was going to be of themselves, was going to be one of them. And yet this talks about the Lord Jesus, who had our human nature. So he truly was a Jew in the line of David through his mother. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the storm of Yahweh, his wrath has gone forth. It shall burst on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of Yahweh will not return until he has performed the intentions of his heart. In the latter days you will understand it. So all these prophecies of the restoration and having a king who would be close to God, who would approach directly unto God, who would be one of them, this is all looking ultimately to the second coming of the Lord Jesus, who had human nature, was one of them, was a true Israelite, and who alone can approach boldly unto God before the throne of grace as our mediator. All this really will happen. Israel will be spiritually restored, and the kingdom of God will be established here on this earth. And we can be there if we truly want to be God's people.